Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Beis. Samach Beis, we are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Tanya Idach, five lines up on the bottom. But just one note on the previous Gemara that we have just been talking about, how one does Tnufa. So, the first discussion that we had, three discussions really, two of them we had yesterday. One is, the Gemara says, and it's going to say again on today's daf, that the Kohanim and the Baalim wave together. And the question is, isn't that a chatzitza? If they both have a chiyuv to wave, so somebody's hands are on top of somebody else's, and doesn't that represent the chatzitza for the person who's not touching the karban itself? So Tosfos says, answer number one, that maybe it's lav dafka, one on top of the other, maybe they're next to each other, so they each have part of the karban. Number two, Tosfos quotes Rashi from later on in the Tzav the Gimel, that maybe the ikker tnufa is the bailim, and therefore even if the Kohanim are underneath, that's okay, because they're only a secondary chiyuv in terms of the waving. Tosfos is not like that, because he asks, what's the difference? Minoleha, travayu ksivan, asks Tosfos. So then we quoted a third shot based on a Tosfos in Miseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, where Tosfos says, since the Torah demands this, then it's not a chatzitza. This is exactly what the Torah says. The Torah says this is similar to, not exactly min b'mino in a chotzeit, but if the Torah says this is what you have to wave, so maybe the Kohanim holding the Bailam's hands is part of the whole ceremony, and that's exactly what the Torah wants it to do. It's good enough. So that is number one. The second issue brought up, number two, was the issue of Negia that we mentioned yesterday at the end of the shir, where Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, how could the Kohen, this Tufa also done by a Menchas Sota, say, how is it possible that a Kohen waves it with holding the hands of the Isha Sota? Isn't there an Isser of Negia? Isn't there an Isser of Negia? So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Either you put a hefsik, you put a little towel inside, or it's a very old Kohen Zakein, which, who does it, is 100 years old, doesn't have a Yetzirah anymore. So that's a chiddush to say that there's no Isser of Negia in that circumstance, one would probably say specifically in this context. And number two, in Yetzirah Matsui La'osa Sha'a, that moment, the Torah allows it. Meaning this moment where we're being mevaza, and we're trying to bring this woman to admit, so that type of circumstance would not be included in the Isser. This all relates to the Isser of Negi in general, which is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is the Rambam quotes, a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam quotes that any Negiya, derechiba, is an Isser d'oraisa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisuri Biya and Perachaf Aleph, Kol haba al ha'erva min ha'arayos derech evarim, if anybody is Boel, one of the arayos, or shechibek v'nishek derech taiva, v'nanar v'kir v'basar, or hugged or kissed, or any type of endearing touching, v'nanar v'kir v'basar, and this hana'a, harizel loke min ha'torah, that's an Isser d'oraisa. One doesn't need a ma'isa bia to violate an Isser d'oraisa. Even negia derechiba is an Isser d'oraisa. As the pasuk says, lo sikrivu legalos erva, klomer, lo sikrivu ledvar ma'mevili de gili erva, don't come close. An example of a siyag d'oraisa. But this is an Isser d'oraisa. The Magad Mishnah there quotes in Hilchos Yisuri Biya from the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Ramban says, no, he thinks it's an Isser d'rabbanan. This is a rice, is only bia, but it's still an Isser d'rabbanan. So either way, it's my focus in the Ramban and the Ramban about this situation. Rav Kook writes in Shabbos Haaretz that even the Ramban would agree that if it is a relationship of derech kvius, that he thinks even the Ramban would agree it's a daraisa. Right? Even if it's derech chiba, even the Ramban says, Rav Kook, the be'emes, the context is obviously about Shemitah, that's what Shabbos Haaretz is about, and he quotes, avozel rak lini derech hakroi, sh'asru chachamim hakreva afil b'pam achas, kamo etzem gili arayis, avozel derech kvius, Aser b'emes ben haTorah. This is a difference when it's a relationship between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman. If it's more than just one time akray touching, so that is a problem. The poskim will talk about the Sefer Achinuch quotes this at length in Mitzvah Kuf Peches. Important words of the Sefer Achinuch. You look in the Gemara sometimes and you see stories of the Gemara Ksubis of the Amoraim putting the kala on their shoulders and dancing around with her, and other types of circumstances where Negiah seems to take place. And the Chinuch says 2 points. Number one, Chazal were infinitely wise, and we can't second guess any of the halachas. But he says, especially, you can't bring rayas from the Amoraim. You know, if you could bring down baskols and uproot trees and bring the walls down to the Beis Medrash and create golems, so then maybe we could start talking. But they were on a different level. And obviously, we don't apply this to our generation, right? We don't believe in rabbinic infallibility. We don't believe Rachmana Litzlan in a rabbi Bizman Azet that could violate these Isurim. But in the days of the Gemara, which were thousands of years, even the Rishonim say we can't. The Ritva writes that the last Ritva on the last page of Maseches Kiddushin, the Ritva quotes the same idea of the Chinuch here, and it says we can't. Chazal had infinite wisdom more than us, and we can't pick and choose and say, no, it's not going to affect me, or, first of all, this is Daraisa, you don't sure have a choice. But even according to the Ramban, what is not allowed to say that? But when it comes to Chazal, we can't look in there. Remember, a lot of these Atanam didn't even do half the mitzvahs. They were busy learning Tarasum Umnasam. So in that situation, They had such dveikus to Torah, they had such simchas, chasun v'kalos, they didn't feel anything. Aval achshav, anachnu achshav, says the Chinuch, 800 years ago, ein lanu lifrots afilu geder katan binyanim elu klal, el alishmar kol haherchekim shehidyonim zechonim labracha befrat, ubamashlo eskiru heim, yesh the kol echad v'echad lasos kvima shayim, says gufo muchan. If a person feels that they needed their own restriction, so they have to make their own gather. Right, Asus Yagla Torah applies nationally. It also applies personally. We have to be very careful, especially in this area. Chazal already know there is no greater Yetzahara than the Yetzahara for Arayas. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Ksubis, Ein Aputrapis La Arayas. There is no guard, and therefore we always have to have our guard up in this area. Then he quotes the other issues as well. But this is all derechiba. The other issues, what about a handshake? What about going on a subway? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Do you have a chiyuv to pay for a taxi, spend extra money to pay for a taxi? Because if you know, if you go on the subway during rush hour, you're going to be squished and you'll probably end up, you know, touching some of your fellow citizens, right? Or going on a bus. Right, so you might say, right, especially if you get early, you might get up to give a seat to somebody who needs it. So Moshe has the tshuva in Eved Ezer, Chelek Beisim and Yudalit. Be'inyin halicha b'subvei u'babus. B'sha'a she'i efshay, he doesn't say rakevet, subvei. B'sha'a she'i efshay lizar minigia v'dechifa b'nashim yitzad adochik. He wrote this in 1960, the day after Tisha B'Av. Yud Menachem Av, Tavshin Chaf. So Moshe says, b'dvar halicha b'subvei u'babus. So let's think about before we see Rav Moshe. So if we think about it, this is doesn't have anything to do with the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, because that's all Derechiba. That's what's possibly Da'araisa and for sure Da'rabanan. Shelo Derechiba, that's already out of the world of Da'araisa. At most, that's a Da'rabanan. And Litzara Kavod Abrius, Da'rabanans, we say are Mutter in certain cases. So you got to look at the postcode, but they say about this issue. So Rav Moshe says in this case, yes, one does not have to pay for the taxi. You're going to work. They're pushing each other. Not on purpose, but maybe some people do it on purpose. Maybe you have to go before rush hour. You have to get up extra early to go. Says Moshe, there's no iser there. Mishum there's no derech taiva. V'chol iser negiya ba'arayis hu af l'harambam. Shesover hu balav de lo sikrivu da'arayisa dafka derech taiva. U'mashba shebalo derech taiva leka af iser derabana shlo hisker zeh. The Rambam and the Ramban don't quote an iser, oh, you go down one level. Yeah, the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, in Eved Ezer, in Simon Chafalif, I think, talk about if there's any iser shelo b'derech iba. But definitely one has to be careful if one has a relationship with a woman, with a girl, just tapping them on the shoulder. Oh, that's not derechiba. Well, the poskim generally are not favorable, do not look favorably on that. Unless there is a tzara gadol of kavod abrius. That's where some poskim are makel. In terms of some, if a woman sticks out her hand to shake your hand, so the poskim would say one could shake it. Interesting, Rav Moshe has two very short. One line shuv is about shaking the hand and he asers. Rav Moshe does not accept. He says, I know, Urayim do it, but, says Rav Moshe, and another tshuva, and Eved Ezer Beis Yudalid, he says, where is it? No, that's the same one. Ulahoshit Yad Leisha Arachayim, Aleph Kuf Yagimo, Kederach Anosim Shalom Bihipagsham, Pashit Sha'asar, Aflip Pnuya Sharehe Nidos, Vakoshkin Leishazish. That's, he says, Lahoshit Yad Leisha. And then he says another tshuva. Ubedvar reiya sheish bakilan af biyirei Hashem litin yad leisha kishehi moshita Ulai sovereign de einze derech kibah v'taiva, aval amaisa kashal lismoch al zeh. So Rav Moshe assumes that the difference between the subway and sticking out your hand. Rav Moshe assumes, I guess, that's derech kibah. That's derech kibah, so shaking your hand. Hi, how are you? That's a chiba. The Ber Moshe did shuv, the difference between the Rebbe says, there's a difference between a handshake of greeting and a handshake of business deal. He says, handshake of greeting is derech kibah. Handshake of business deal, that's business deal. That's not derech kibah. But again, there are other poskim that the quote b'shem, the Chuvas of Rav Chaim Berlin, the Nesiv son, and another poskim also quote that if it's kavod abrius, that a woman sticks out her hand first, one could give the dead fish, and not squeezing too hard, and that is as shalom b'derech kibah. Remember, I had some talmidim that always said, if you go for an interview, they judge you by the handshake also. So if you give a dead fish, that already reflects on the interview, so you're allowed to do that l'shem, the interview, and that, I don't know. Anyway, but that is this is the sugya that this Yerushalmi is quoted in this context of Isser Negiyah. Okay, we gotta move. So that is, we didn't even talk about the other issue. Okay, let's go a little further, and then we'll come back to the other issue I wanted to get into, and that is the issue of Zman Groma. I'll just mention the question, and then we will continue. The question is, Tosfos asked later on Daf Tzad Gimel, here in Menaches, and also in Kiddushin, what do you need a pasuk for excluding women from Smicha or Tnufa? Isn't it a mislaization of Zman Groma? Right, it's only in the Bayom. Right, all of those are only Bayom V'Lobalayla. So what do you need a pasuk excluding them from doing this avoda? Isn't it a zman grama? Okay, unless you want to say the pasuk is telling you they can't do it, usually zman grama is they just don't have to do. There are other answers as well in terms of the definition of zman grama, but let's go further, and then at the end we will come back if there's time. Tanya Ida Viter, 5 lines for the bottom. Bnei Yisrael, look, I just had 15 minutes on Amud Beis. Bnei Yisrael, Ainli Ela Bnei Yisrael, Geir Mavadim Shem Mishachar Minayin. So only Bnei Yisrael. How do I know that even Geirim converts and Avadim Shacharim freed slaves Minayin? How do I know also those Karbanis require Tenufa? Tamalomar Hamakriv. Anyone who's Makriv, even a Geir and Evan Mishachar. Oh, Aino Ela. Or maybe I should understand the word Makriv to mean Ela Zek Kohen Hamakriv. So I'm with the Kohen. The Kohen is Makriv, right? Not the, and he's the one that does the Tenufa. So, Kshomer, Yadav Tiviyena, Hari Baila Mamur. No, it already says, Yadav Tiviyena, returning to the Bailam, say for the two Pesukim, referring to the Bailam and to the Kohen. So, you have to say the other Pasuk is including Gerim and Avadim. Hakeitzad, Kohen Meniach, Yadav Tachas Yidea Bailam, U Menif. It really does not sound like Tosfos. Tosfos is first Pshada that you just put it next to. But Tosfos knows that. He knows it's Dachuk, but he's just trying to answer the question. Ketzad, so what does he do? Oseh. Ketzad Oseh. Meniach Emurin al Pisa Sayad. What does he do? He takes the Emurin, the fats of the carbon shlamim. That's what we're talking about. He puts it on his hands. V'chazeh v'shok alayhan. He puts the chazeh and the shok on top of them. Remember, by a carbon shlamim, you have to wave both the fats that are going to be burned to the Mizbeach and the chazeh and the shok that's going to be given to the Kohanim. So both of those are waved. And whenever there's lechem involved, so the lechem goes on top of the meat. Heicha, where exactly do you have a case where lechem is involved? Amar Papa b'miluim. By the Miluim, Rashi quotes, third line, Umisal ha-matzos asher lefnei Hashem, ad-vayatav al-chalavim al-shokayimin. Right, you put the lechem on top. Shidu Bukubet says here in Oth Aleph says there are two other cases the Mishnah could have quoted. What? Which ones? Toda, and the El Nazir. And right, the Shtei Lechem maybe could have been quoted. So that is all other examples where lechem goes along and is waved with the meat. So my time. So what's the reason? What's the reason? What? What's the reason? This is the order. Why are the fats, what we would call the emurin, why are they put on the bottom and the chazeh and the shok are put on top? I mean, you have to have a reason for one than the other. Does one have more kedusha? One's going to the kohen and one's going to be burned to the mizbeach. But what's the reason? So it's going to be all be based on sukkim. So my time. Ilema mishum dechsev shokat truma v'chazeh hatnufa. Al ishe hachalavim yaviulan if tenufa is it based on that pasuk? Because you see the shok and the chazay, which are going to the kohanim, it says al, it's on, so that's why. Foxipa, we have a pasuk that says the opposite. Es achelev al hechazay yivienu. So psukim don't help you out. Psukim go in both directions. So Amar Abaya, no, that second pasuk, Hahu demaisi lekoin mi beis hamidbachayim. That second pasuk that says the chaylev is on the chazeh, that's talking about the kohen that's bringing the fats from the place, the butcher section. There was an office on the north side of the azara where they did a lot of the flailing and chopping up in the butcher area. So there was a kohen that brought that from that area to the place where the waving was going to be done. Remember, where's the terufa done? Either on the east, we have the Gemara, or maybe it's Kol Shekin on the west, the machlokas we had between Rashi and the Rambam. Viramile, and he throws it to the second kohen, meaning when they're coming out of the butcher shop, so then the emurin are on top of the chazeh and the shok. But why is it done in that direction? Because we want it to end up the other way. So when the kohen number one gives it to kohen number two, he flips it. Right? He flips it. That's why you got to have it in the opposite direction when he first brings it out. That's what the second pasuk is referring to. But ultimately, when the waving is done, the chazeh and the shok is on top. Says the Gemara, but one second, we have another pasuk. V'haksiv v'yasimus ha'chalavim al hechazos. We have another pasuk that says, and they place, which sounds like it's not in the butcher shop, you put the chalavim, the chalev, the emurim, on the chazeh. So again, it's the opposite order. So again, the Gemara says, hahu diyavli l'kohen achrina. That's kohen number three. Kohen number three, after the tenufa is done, you give it to kohen number three to take it up to the mizbeach, v'azul maktule. And once you do that, that's when it's turned over again. V'hakamash v'lan debin l'shlosha kohanim. That's where we learn that you need three kohanim, mishum t'chziv, berov am Hadras Melech. Rav Hadras Melech, that we need three kohanim. One that brings it out from the Beis HaMitzvachayim, one that does the waving, and one that brings it out the Mizbeach. Why do you involve three people? Because the more people involved, the better in terms of the praise of Hashem. Berov Am Hadras Melech. This is the basis. This halacha is the basis of various halachos. The Rishonim, in the beginning of the seventh parak, in Brachos, the Gemara there says, what's the marker for Zimun? It's welcome for Zimuth, the Gemara quotes Psukim, Gavul Hashem Iti, or other Psukim, but the Ritva there, the Rosh as well, I'll read it from the Ritva. Shlosh Shachul Kachas, first Mishnah there, Chayav and Lazamin, have a Chiyav to do Zimun. Pirish, Sherod Simla his Chaber Yachad Lesuda, three they eat together in a Suda, could go into Amri, Nazel, Venechel, Nama, Beduch, Taplan, let's go eat. Oh, Kishehe Sebu, some rye that they're all eating together, that is, the Havi Kviusa, Chayavin lehitztari v'lazamin yachad. They have to combine and be mezamin. V'chova zimun hu, why is there a chova zimun? Mipnei kvod habore. Because it's the covenant of Hashem. Kishahin mischabrin u masrin ze umatirin zela zela varcho. They each say, let's bless Hashem, umishum, b'rovam hadras melech. Zimun is a kiyum of Berovam Hadras Melech, when we not only each make a bracha to Hashem ourselves, but if we do it together, it's a multitude that is doing a mitzvah, and that is the makor for Zimun. That is one place where it comes up. Another well-known place that it comes up is in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, that is in Maseches Brachos also. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, in Daf Nun Gimel, that it was a Motzi Shabbos once, and they were going around in the Beis Medrash with, where is it? Let me find it. Here it is. Turn around. Hayo Yoshev beBeis Medrash veHeviu Ar Lepneihem. I guess they when they made Havdalah, they made Havdalah, and there wasn't enough. They didn't have an Or at that time. Yeah, now we have Ors. You know, it's all the time. We have our own candles. But the Gemara talks about there. What about an Or? Could you use an Or of a guy? Could you use an Or of this, of that? Because they didn't have fire in those days. They had to go borrow one from a guy. So, let's say they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, and then they found an Eish. So they're going around the Beis Medrash, bringing a fire so everybody can say Bori Mori HaEish on Motzi Shabbos. Is it better to go to the Bima, give a klop, to hold up the fire, and then all the Talmidim, everybody in the Beis Medrash will go close and put their hands and look towards make the bracha? Or is it better to go one by one, chavrusa by chavrusa, and in that way, everybody will make the bracha? That's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Everyone should go around. Beis Hillel, echad mevarech l'kula. One person, mishum, berov am hadras melech. That's Beis Hillel. Better for one person to do the All one person to hold it, and everybody will make the bracha together. Some say even Beis Shammai really would agree to this fundamentally, but it will just cause. So one of the achronim of this gemara says it'll cause more bittul Torah if you have everybody. If you have everybody come together, why? You're right, you have Rav Majas Melech. But what happens if everybody comes together at the Bima? Now everybody goes back to learning the second afterwards. No, you gotta hock around a little bit first. Ah, what's going on? Oh, as everything. Because it caused more Bittul Torah. So that's why Dafke, in this case, Beis Shammai doesn't agree. But really, he also assumes Rav Majas Melech. But that Gemara is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And based on this, the Poskim discuss, what about Kiddush? What about Kiddush? Different minhagim. Is it better for one person to make Kiddush for the whole table or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both say that based on this Gemara, Echad Mevarech L'Kulam, one person should make Kiddush for everybody. If it's a situation where you're not going to be able to hear all the words of Kiddush, let's say you're in a hotel, you're in a large area, then obviously you got to make your own Kiddush. Because if you miss even one word of Kiddush, you're not Yotzei. But if it's a normal case where somebody's in a house and one person is making Kiddush, so it seems like halachically that it might be better that one person makes for all. Again, is there a basis of the other minhag? 100%, especially on Friday night, different times that people have their own family tradition of what they do, so everybody can follow their own family tradition. But halachically, Me'ikar Adin, it seems, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Reish Ayin Gimel, Avalim Gam, Im Gam Hu Tzarech LeKiddush, Mutav Sheyikadosh Hu V'Yotzias Kulam, Mi Sheyikadosh Kol Echad Ba'atzmo, Afal Pi Shekol Echad Yochel LeKadosh La'atzmo, Mishum, Barov HaMajas Melech, just like we say in Hilchos Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah also in Reish Yud Gimel, Katsu HaPoskim, Im Kama Anashim Osim Mitzvah Achas, Mitzvah LeChadchila She'Echad Yivarech LeKulam, Mishum Barov HaMajas Melech. That's what he quotes. Right, there are some cases where it seems like we don't have everybody making the bracha. What about talis in the morning? Yeah, why is it that talis? Why don't we all get together? We see if like five people put on a talis together. Why don't we all get together? One person will make the bracha. We'll put on our talis. Or tefillin. Right? Nobody's ever heard of that. Not what one person. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Reish Yud Gimel in that siman says maybe there's a difference between where everybody is doing a separate maisa versus where we can all connect to the same maisa. But I have dala. It's one ish. By Kiddush, it's one kos. So then already you could say, we could all connect one bracha. But by talis and tefillin, where we're all putting on our own, so then says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, maybe it's better for the Oseh Mitzvah to be Mavarech, and therefore everybody will make their own bracha there. That's his chilek, between an Oseh Mitzvah doing it, each person doing it, versus everyone else being connecting through the same act. That's an important chiluk lamaisa in terms of Rav Majas Melech. One final point, and that is, our Gemara seems to say, how many is Rav Majas Melech? Three. That's what it seems, right? It says that's why you have three kohanim involved. Why don't you have two kohanim involved? Seems like three of Rav Majas Melech. Poskim discuss, is two Rav Majas Melech? Or is 10 more Rav than three? Is it the greater? Right, the greater the better. The poskim say in Hilchas Megill, it's better to go to the larger shul because Persume Nisa. So is this a similar idea? So the Bir Halacha, it's an important Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha in Hilchas Kiddush Levana. Is it better? Let's say it's a Tuesday. Is it better to say Kiddush Levana now because I don't know if it's going to be cloudy on Motzei Shabbos, but I only have a few people now, or is it better to wait to have more people to have a minyan? To have a minion. That's the Bir Halacha Shaila. So if you're really worried that you're not going to be able to do it, then for sure you should do it. But what if you're pretty sure you're going to be able to do it? So he discusses, is there a greater Persumenis, greater Barov Am by 10? Besides the issue about wearing Shabbos clothes. But is it greater? So he says, V'da, this is Tav Chavav. D'medina mutar l'kadosh afilu yechidi. V'kol shekein, Kiddush, this is Kiddush Levana. V'kol shekein delo bayin and asara. Ela, l'chachila mitzvah la'asos abrof am, ki brov am hajas melech. V'lahachi, im yodea shi yizdami lo levarech ba'asara, la'achar is a yamim, ad lel asiri, if you're going to have it by the 10th, you should wait, because 10. But according to the Chai Adam, who says, even 3 is brov am, you don't have to wait, especially b'yimei ha'choref, b'yimei ha'anonim. In the winter months, that's based on our Gemara, that brov am is 3. Right, 10 versus 70. Yeah, and unless you say, I don't know, the Gemara's in Brachas, remember we had those Mishnayos that talk about you say different verses when you have more than 10. Nevarech, Elokeinu, Me'a Olam, Yad Olam. We don't do any of that today anyway. Right, we just say, Elokeinu. That's, we stop at 10. So Lamaisa, 10 would be 10 would be enough for us. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, V'shtiyalecha v'shikiv ziyateres v'chulu, Tana Rabbanon. How do we, now we, the waving, that Beit Hashem, Mashiach is going to come today, and we're all going to wave the Kohanim, we're going to wave the Karbanis, the Karban Shteyalechem, and Kiv Ziyateres on Shavuos in a couple of weeks. So, Tana Rabbanon, V'heinif HaKohen Osam Al Alechem HaBikurim, the Pasuk says, the Kohen waves it, and it sounds like he waves the sheep on the bread. Right, you know, you put it on the kvasim. Problem. Psukim say opposite things. So, take the pasuk, and you see, the pasuk doesn't help us out. It goes in both directions. So, we have four pshatim. Four-way machlokas in the Tanoim. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So, ma matzinu, b'chol makom lechem l'mala, afkan lechem l'mala. First opinion in the Braisa, just like by other tenufas, the lechem goes on top, like we just discussed by shlamim. So to hear by the kipsi atzeres, and also the bread goes on top. Heicha, where else does the bread go on top? Amar pavim miluim. Okay, by miluim. That is shita number one. Reb Yossi ben ha-mishulam omer, shita number two, kvasim l'mala. It's the opposite. The sheep go on top of the bread. Umani mekayim al shnei kvasim. What about the other pasuk? Lahotzi shiva. It's to exclude the other seven karbanas that are brought with this, along with the, we just laid it in Emor, last week. So the other seven karbanas, Rashi quotes the pasuk, v'ekraftem al alechem, right, you had another seven karbanas for Shavuos. So those don't go with the lechem. And al, the Mefarshimir say, means im. Sometimes al means im, next to. So it's excluding those seven. That's number two. So it's really, the bread is on the bottom, and the other pasuk just refers to excluding the other seven karbanos. Shita number three. Chanina ben Chachinai omer, meniach shtei alechem bein yarkoseim shel kvasim. Rashi says this is talking about the live waving. Rashi says that there are two wavings done, but the live waving, you have the animal that's alive, you stick the bread between his legs. So therefore, you're mekayim both. I don't know if they it was a live animal. I guess they rubbed it off afterwards. The bread, but there was all karbanis. They were all in a spiritual realm. They weren't grossed out by this. But putting the bread between the sheep's thighs, umenif v'nimsa mekayim shtei mikros alalu. So therefore, both mikros are mekuyim. Lechem agabi kvasim mikrosim agabi alechem. Everything is wonderful because you have the sheep on the bread and the bread on the sheep. That is the third shita, chanina. And finally, the fourth shita, Amar Rebbe, lefnei melech basav adamein osek kein, lefnei melech basav adamein kadosh baruch hu osek kein. That's disgusting, says Rebbe. When he's sticking bread between the legs of the animal, you wouldn't serve this to a person, let alone Hashem, kaviyachol. So, Ella, says Rebbe, meiniach zebet sadzeo meinif. Put them next to each other. Right, you don't know what to do, so put it next to each other. I behave in an al. Doesn't it say al on? Amalei Rav Chisda, the Rav Hamnuna, va'amrila Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chisda. One of them said to the other one, Rebbe l'taimei. Rebbe is l'shitaso. Da amar al b'samuch. Rebbe says al can mean next to sometimes. De Tanya, the Brisa says, v'nasata al hamareches levonozaka. You shall put al on or next to, see what it means, on the ma'areches, on the shulchan, levona zaka, frankincense, Rebbe Omer, al basamach. Right, we were the bazichan more on top of the shulchan, they were next to the shulchan, on the side of the ma'areches. Ata Omer, al basamach, oeinu el al mamish, kshomer, v'sakosa, al ha'aron, es ha'paroches. The paroches was al the aron. It wasn't on the aron. The kaporis was on the aron. The paroches was the curtain. That wasn't on the aron, so Rebbe Omer, al basamach. So you see from there, al means samach. Fine. Weiter. So that's the Kipsi Yetzera. So what do you do for Tzufa? The Mishnah said, Molochu maybe Malu Umori, Vechulu. So I quoted from the Gemara in Sukkah yesterday, but it's really right here. The Gemara says the same thing. Right? Which way directions do you shake it in? And why do you shake it? Amr Abchia Bar Ava, Amr Ab Yochanan, Molochu maybe Lemi Shaharucho Shalo, Malu Umori, Lemi Shashamay Barit Shalo. Molochu maybe, that's a horizontal shaking to the one who's in charge of the directions, and malu marit, up and down, to shamayim va'aretz. B'ma'arava masnu hachi, amr av chama bar ukva, amr av yosi bar rebi chanina, molochu maybe kedei la'atsar ruchos ro'os, to stop bad winds, malu marit kedei la'atsar tzlalim ra'im, to prevent bad dews. When you say, I geshem to be bad. How could do be bad? Do could also be bad. Remember, we say more at all. We want it to be appropriate. So remember the Rav that we said yesterday in terms of shiflus ha'adam and godless ha'borei. 2 points. Number one is interesting. Never thought about it too much, but I saw a discussion in the post of the Kapos Tmarim, one of the Achronim in Maseches Sukkah, and I saw the Magen Avraham. I don't have to bring it. The Magen Avraham and the Taz and Hilchos Sukkah, they discuss. It says you have to shake it in all directions. So we take it as for granted that what does shaking in all directions mean? In between each direction, we bring it back to our hearts. That's what we're all used to. But the Kabbalah Tamarim says, doesn't say that in the Gemara. So he says there are really two different ways of shaking the Kabbalah Tamarim, one of the Achronim. Really, some say, molech umevi, that you, let's say you stick it out front, and then you keep it out front, and you go in a circular motion around to the other side. And then you go up and you bring it in a circular motion down, going around, like in a circle. So that's also Molochu Bevi Malu Morid. Who says he's supposed to bring it back to your heart? But that's two different Minhagim, says the Kapos Tamarim, that he has seen. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, and also the two different directions that you shake. You know, let's do that first before we see the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Rashi, Rashi here says, by Molochu Bevi, see what Rashi says? Molochu Bevi, Litzafon v'darom u'mizrach u'mayrav. North, south, east, west. So think about the order. North. So let's say you're facing east. Let's say you're in one of the lands of that face east. So which direction do you go first? So there are two different minhagim. Some start straight and some start right. Right, the Arizal, Hasidish, and Ashkenaz. It's different talking about how to shake the lulav. So, are either of those north? Nobody shakes north first, right? That's what the Achronim wonder about this Rashi. Is Rashi being meduyak here? Is it Safon Darum and Mizrach Mayrav? So that's a discussion. You can look in the Achronim on that Rashi. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Nun Aleph, Hanianuahu Shemolich Yado Mikenegdo Vahala. You stretch your hand, kinegdo, that sounds like in front of you. Vahala, kideh, v'yanehasham, and you wave there, shalosh pa'amim b'holacha, v'shalosh pa'amim b'hava'a. 3 and 3. Right? This is based on Gemara in Sukkah. But it's 3 and 3, it's 3 holacha yava. V'tarif lulav, v'machaski sa'alam b'chil yanu, and you shake the leaves, each one. V'yachar kach, mate yado l'tzad acher, v'osakein. V'chein l'chol tzad me'arbat sadin, umala umata. V'holacha v'hava, hi atzma hanianua. Ki molech umevi shalosh pa'amim l'chol ruach. Umatin rosh alulav l'chol tzad shemenanea negdo. And then he quotes. Interesting. Umishkishemenanea lamata. What happens when you go down? What do we do with the lulav when we go down? The direction of down. I don't know, that's not south. But that's up down. What do you go down? The Ramah has two dais. Hofko lamata. Turn it upside down. Says the Ramah. Umikri derka de lasan. Even though there's a halacha, they have to shake the lulav in the way that it grows. You can't shake the lulav upside down. But if you're holding it properly, you're holding it right side up. Meaning you're holding it from the bottom of the lulav. And you just turn it over, that's still called derech de'lasan. Hold the machzikosan, but you have derech de'lasan. V'yesh b'gdaktikin, but says the Ramah, summer medaktik, shaloha hafech halulav, kishimidani lamata. So I'm just, let's say, bend down. And they hold the lulav straight. Maharilu beis Yosef b'shem aviv. Wow, how many times does he quote that? And v'chein shama b'rav shachna shera b'rav Yaakov Pollock. Right, this is all Mesorah, what they did. V'haminag, says the Ramah, kisvara rishona. Says the Ramah, v'chein nearly ikar. I think it's the first minag. I think the other minag, nowadays the second minag is more common. But the Ramah quotes the first minag is more common. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Taz says, Yosef of shalo yafchenu, no. If you don't turn it over, you'll see everybody. If you turn it over, there are some say that's not directly lost. So it's better not to turn it over. And that's what the Taz and the Derachaim and the Chayadim do, and that's, I think, what is the Minhag Olam. Not to turn it over, but that's the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the waving. But the Achronim, if you look early in the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they quote in terms of whether bringing it back to your heart each time, that is also the Minhag Yisrael. Okay, weiter. Amar Reb Yossi Bar Reb Avin Zos Omeres. If I don't get to talk about Zman Grammas now, so hopefully we'll have a Tuesday night cheer about it. I'm not sure about next week, because I'm coming back from Chutz Laretz on Tuesday morning. But I'm not sure if we'll have a cheer Tuesday night, but we'll see. The next one. Zoso Meres, says Rabbi Yossi Bar-Avin, from the what we just said about the shaking protects Shiyari Mitzvah, Machanez Aparonis. Shiyari Mitzvah, that's literally leftovers of a mitzvah. Not an ikar part of the mitzvah. Even if you would leave it over, it wouldn't be ma'akev. That protects you from piranhas. To tnufa shiari mitzvahin. Because tnufa shiari mitzvah, if you didn't do it, it's okay. B'diavad. V'otzeres, ruchas rosa, v'tfalim ro'im. And you see, it stops evil winds and bad dews. Amar Rabba, v'chein lulav. These tnufas, directions are not only done by the animals and the karbanas, but it's also done by lulav. There are other sources as well, not for now, how lulav is connected to karban. Lulav and Karbanis. If you look in Bavli, where do you have the principle of Mitzvah Baba Aveir brought up? Where did the principle of Mitzvah Baba Aveir in the Bavli? Not so often. You have it a lot in the Yerushalmi. Stolen matzah, that's only in the Yerushalmi. Where do you have it in the Bavli? You have it by Karban and by Lulav. Beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Those two contexts. There's a connection. Usmachtim lachem shivas yamim. Shaking a lulav. Lulav is called a mitzvah shel ritzui by the Rishonim. So there's a comparison between lulav and karbanos. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamti le umaisi le. Rav Acha bar Yaakov used to shake his lulav umachvi hachi and showed it like this. V'amar, and when he stuck it out, he said gira be'ena de sitna. He says, oh, these are arrows in the eyes of the satan. I'm sticking the lulav in the eyes of the satan. That's what he used to say when he shook his lulav. V'la melsi, we say you shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do this gure be. You're just gonna. You're going to excite him. You're going to egg him on. You don't want to egg on the satan. So that's why it's better not to do this. Arrows in the eyes of the satan. That is the. You think this is an agadata? I saw the discussion in the Achronim. The Bala Iter. The Rishonim already. The Bala Iter has 2 days. The Bala Iter quotes the Sar Shalom, who quotes. You know what you see from here? That there's a chiyuv to shake a lulav, even not during Hallel. How can he talk in the middle of Hallel? Eyes in the right. Arrows in the satan's eyes. It's a hefsek. It's a hefsek. Heck, you talk in the middle of Hallel. So therefore, says the Rav Sar Shalom, it must be that there's a chiyuv to shake it, even not b'shas Hallel. The b'shas Anuim she'osam la'achar berachas ha'mitzvos, v'lo b'shas Anuim shem Hallel. She'ben Anuim b'shas Hallel, and b'shas la'hafsek, b'emsa Hallel, v'lo marzos. The Baal Eiter says, what's the problem? This isn't a hefsek. This is Sarach HaMitzvah. It's to be latzar, slalom rayim, to get rid of the evil winds and the evil dews. He said, Baal Eiter says, this is just like this. Baal Eiter, if you had to look it up in Hilchos Lulav, the Baal Eiter says, it's just like by the Mila. What do you mean by Mila? See, he quotes that the Midag was by Mila. They said the Bari Priya Gafen, and Asher Kiddush did me beten, and then the whole paragraph of Kai Masayel and Azeh, and then they drank the wine. Nowadays, we drink the wine a little bit before the Alekhina Lekhavaseinu. But he quotes that they used to drink, Kaim say, what is that? What do you say there? You have to drink the wine. It's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek because this is a tzorach. You want this kid to grow up, to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So the question is, could you compare those two cases, those two issues about the davening for the kid and sticking it to the satan? That is a discussion in the Iter and other sources. Okay, Viter. Tanur Rabbanan. There's a machlokas between the Tur and the Arizal. It's known as a machlokas between the Arizal. Where's the best place to, or when is the best place to be yotzei your mitzvah of lulav in the morning? Is it best? Arizal says, be surrounded by mitzvahs. That's what the minhag of many is, to shake the lulav in the first thing in the morning in the sukkah. Because you want to do the lulav and the sukkah all connected. So that's the minhag of some. The other minhag is to do it right before Hallel. Because they say the ikar mitzvah is shaking by Hallel, and therefore to make the bracha and do the shaking right before Hallel. Okay, elu ve'elu, whatever one does. Tan Rabbanan, first wide line. Zivchi Shabbat Sibertun and Tnufa La'achar Shchita V'Tnufasa Kabo Shehein. The Shalmei Tzibur, the Kipsi Atzeres we're talking about, needs Tnufa after it shechted, and even after it shechted, it has to be Kamo Shehein, it has to be whole. You have to do Tnufa on the entire animal. Divrei Rebbe. After it shechted, only the chazeh and the shok have to be waved. But my commitment, what's the machlokas about? So, a couple of possibilities. Number one, Amele Rav Chizda. Again, what's the machlokas we're about to talk about for the rest of the blot? How much of the kivsei atzeres has to be waved after it's dead? the entire animal or just the chazay and the shok? So Amalei Rav Chisda, number one. Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnuna. Va'amilei Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chisda. B'don mino mino, b'don mino avuki ba'asar kemiflagi. The machlokas is, when you learn A from B, do you have to take all the halachas of B, or can you say, I'm just going to learn a little bit from B, and then A is going to have its own independent halachos. B'don mina, taking from it, v'uki ba'asra, and keeping it in its place, kamiflaki. Rabbanan, Savi, the Rabbanan who say you got to take the whole animal, don mina mina, so you have to learn it totally. Ma'ziv chishalmi yachid, tune in tenufa lachar shchita, just like a private shlamim needs tenufa when it's dead. Avziv chishalmi tzibur, tune in tenufa lachar shchita. So too the public, the tzibur, the kipsi atzeres needs it. Umina, and continue the limud. Ma haslam b'chazei v'shok, af hachanami b'chazei v'shok. Just like by a shalmei yachid, a private carbon shlamim, only the chazei and the shok have to be waived. So too, by the kipsi atzeres. That is the Rabbanan Shita. V'rebi savar, no, domina v'uki ba'asra. Rebbe says you can learn it from a private shlamim, but then, separated. Ma'aziv chishalmi yachid tun and tenufa lachar shchita, just like shalmi yachid is tenufa. Afziv chishalmi tzibur tun and tenufa lachar shchita. So there's ziv chishalmi tzibur. But then vuki ba'asra, but then separate them. Hasamu the chazei v'shok. The private shlamim needs only the chazei v'shok being weighed. Aval hacha kamos shehein. But here it needs kamos shehein, the entire animal. Kamos shehein b'chayim, like they are when they are alive. That is possibility number one. What they are arguing about. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says number two, Tekuli Amar Domina Mina, who maybe everybody agrees that you should learn it the whole way, and therefore you should say only the Chazeh and the Shok. V'haino Tamei de Rebbe, but why here does Rebbe say the entire animal? Ki Hasam, because it's just like there, the following parallel. Ma Hasam, Davar Shematana LaKohen, just like by a Shalmei Yachid, you have to waive what's given to the Kohen, which is the Chazeh and the Shok. Afacha Davar Shematana LaKohen, here you waive what's given to the Kohen. But here, the entire animal is given to the Kohen. So therefore, you have to waive the entire animal. So even if you want to say, don mino mina. Number three, Ravina Amar, the opposite. The Kuli Amar Domina Vuki Ba'asra. Everybody agrees to that. V'haino Tamei de Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say only the Chazeh and the Shok? Shalmei Hem, Ribu Yehu. By the waving, it says, wave their, it doesn't say Shlamav Shalmei Hem, their Shlamim in plural. So we say it's talking about both Shlamim. And both Shlamim, therefore, are included only to wave the Chazeh and the Shok, according to the Rabbanan. Right? That is the Machlokas. We pass it like the Rabbanan over Rebbe, they only wave the Chazeh and the Shok. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, similar, first we quote the next five lines we already had in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, remember the last sheet in the Mishnah? Reb Shimon said there are three items, and each of these items have two out of the three halachas. Reb Shimon Omer, Shlosh Aminan, Tunin Shalosh Mitzvahs, Shtayim Bekalachat Veshlisha Zeidbohen, Ve'eluhen, Zivchi Shalmei Yachav Vezivchi Shalmei Tzibur Vashem Mitzora. The two Shlamims, private and public, and the Asher Mitzora. Zivchi Shalmei Yachid, the private Shlamim, Tunin Smicha Chayim Vetnufa Shchutin, need Smicha, and needs Tnufa when it's Shechted, Ve'ein Ben Tnufa Chayim, and does not need live Tnufa. Zivchi Shalmei Tzibur, Tunin Tnufa Chayim Veshchutin, Ve'ein Ben Smicha. Shalmei Tzibur does not need Smicha. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Fine, so now we're just going to go into why, if each of them have two out of three, why don't we say that they should have the third one based on a Kal Vachomer? This Shaila is, whenever you have these types of Gemaras, how serious is the Hava Mina here? We're going to suggest Smicha should be done by the Shalmei Tzibur. Is that a real, it's a kavachomer, but is that a real, gotta think about it, is that a real havamina that in lumdis smicha would be appropriate? Gotta work hard on these havaminas, but lechora, though if we work hard, we can figure it out, figure out some type of svar. But let's see. V'yiyu zivchei shalmei yachid tu'unin tenufa chayim kavachomer. Maybe zivchei shalmei yachid should require live tenufa from a kavachomer. Okay, you also have to think about what's the symbolism of waving after it's dead and waving when it's alive. The different symbolisms of the tenufas. So says the Gemara, but maybe we should say a private shlamim should have live tenufa. Live tenufa referring to the animal. Umaziv chishami tzibur. She'ein tu'unin smicha chayim. Tu'unin tenufa chayim. The shalmei tzibur, the kifsi etzeres, do not require smicha. There's only smicha chayim. There's never smicha mace. If shalmei tzibur requires smicha and it requires tenufa chayim, so ziv chishami yachid, she'tunin smicha chayim. Ein odin she'tunin tenufa chayim. So this needs smicha, so surely it should require tenufachayim. So again, you can say the havamina is that you see there's a strong connection between the person and the animal, because you do a different avoda when it's alive. So you should do this one also. So miyut rachmana, gavei zivchei shami tzibur. No, there's a special miyut. Osam. Osam lemu'ute zivchei shami yachid. Period. Next havamina, v'yu zivchei shami tzibur, tune in smicha, v'kava chomer. The public shlamim should require smicha, even though smicha is a personal vidui. And even, we spoke about yesterday, the Radvaz and the Rambam, about what vidui do you do by shlamim, and they worked hard to figure it out. So it would be even harder to suggest that by shlamim of a tzibur. But that's the havamina. Maybe you should say shlamim of a tzibur needs smicha. Uma zivchei shami yachid she'ein tunin tenufa chayim. Tunin smicha if zivchei shami yachid, which doesn't require live tenufa, requires smicha. Zivchei shami tzibur tunin tenufa chayim. In addition to the smicha, samar avina gemiri shtei smichas b'tzibur. No, we have a misora. There's only two karbanas tzibur that get smicha, and they're all similar. Well, which two? Par halam davar shel tzibur and the sirah mishtaleach. Because those are special. Those are really representative of sins for the whole tzibur. Par halam davar and the sirah mishtaleach. Those are the only two we're going to have later on in the Mishnah, later in the Masechta. But anyway, that's why the way of Masorah is different. You can't include the Kivsi Atzeres. Last one. The Asham Mitzoraton Tnufa Shachem Mikava Chomer. We should say the Asham. The Asham should require Tnufa. Dead tenufa. Umazif chishama yochash ain't tunin tenufa chayim. Tunin tenufa shchutin. Ashim etzara shatan tenufa chayim. In addition to tenufa shachet. Ashim etzara that requires life tenufa. Surely should require dead tenufa. So miyei rachmana gavisif chishama yochid oso. Oso lemuti ashim etzara. Okay? So each one we tried to say that, have a havamina and we rejected it. Tana rabbanan. Finishing up to the Mishnah. Chamisha sheheviu karban echad. If five people bring a karban, echad mein ifayde kulam. One of them does tenufa for everybody. Not everybody has to do tenufa, but one does tenufa for all. V'ha isha kohen mein ifal yada. What about a woman? If a woman brings a karban, so a kohen does tenufa. A kohen does tenufa. We said yesterday that a woman and a guy does not do tenufa. V'chein ha-shalei karbanos, v'bidir sayam kohen mein ifal yada. So too, if somebody sends their karbanos, v'bidir sayam, also the kohen does a tenufa. One point though. It says, an isha, a kohen, does the tenufa. Kohen does the tenufa. Rashi quoted yesterday. I think we spoke about it 2 days ago though. Rashi quoted that the guy and the isha, Rashi on yesterday, Samach Alva Beis, make a shliach. The kohenim are their shliach. So he mentioned that's very difficult. For two reasons. Number one, Gaim are excluded from Shlichus. And number two, even by a woman, if a Mishaleach can't do something, then he can now appoint the Shliach to do it. So that's a problem. So if you look in the Radvaz has an interesting, important comment. The Radvaz is in Maaseh Karbanos on Tes Tezayin, where the Rambam quotes this halacha, of in Isha, Haisa isha balas a karban ena menifa aval koin menif she karbanaton tenufa v'ipsula letenufa, and therefore she can't do it. Says the Radvaz, mistavrali, doesn't quote this from anybody, from himself, mistavrali she im yesh la bal, if the woman has a husband, then the husband should do the tenufa. She baal la menif dekaim alon bekol duchta baal ki ishto. So if a woman's bringing a karban, then the baal should do it. Avalam ein la baal. If she is not married, eini yichol laso shliach. She can't appoint a shliach. De milsa de ihi lo matzi avda lo matzi l'shav yishliach. She can't do it, like the problem we have with Rashi. V'habal lav mitora shlichosu el dechashvina lei kebaal hakarban umenif. The baal is not called a shliach. He's a super duper. He's not even. He's the baal davar. Right, and therefore, it says the Radvaz, when it says that a woman can make a shliach, and when a woman, a kohen, does it, pashas, you know what it means according to the Radvaz? Only if she's married. If she's married, so her husband is also a bala karban. So then the kohen could do it for them, because, what? Because he's the baal shliach. And the baal also is the bala karban. That's the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, if a woman's single, there's no chiyuv of tenufa on that karban. Only, it's amazing chiddush. That's why he reads the Gemara. Only if she is married. The other answer that Achronim give for how could the Kohen do it if the woman, you know, if the woman can't appoint the Shliach, the answer is, like we said yesterday, the Bailam and the Kohen have a chiyuv to do tenufa. So you're right. The tenufa of the Bailam for the woman, she can't make a Shliach. But the Kohen's only doing his chiyuv. And Mamela, it is done. the Mela, the coin does that chiyuv. There is just one final point before we finish, and that is the Me'iri in Sanhedrin. It's a very important Me'iri. Should be more famous. The Me'iri in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavches. Chavches, we'll make it famous right now. We always say. Chavches, Manal, Chavches, Manabes. The Me'iri says in Sanhedrin that Isha Kebaila, and Baal Keishto. We have both of those. Are both of those Daraisa? Or not? Says, what is that Me'iri doing in Sanhedrin? That's the Sugyas of Psula Edis. Sugyas of Psula Edis is Baal Keishto, Ishto Kebaila. So the Me'iri there quotes three different Gerses. Yesh Garsin, Baal Keishto Amrinan, Isha Kebaila Lo Amrinan. Meaning, Baal Keishto, that's where there's a psul, and not Isha Kebaila. Upupadisa Amru Behefech, Isha Kebaila, Aval Ein Baal Keishto. Why? V'landu minat Torah, she Isha Kebaila. V'hu adin l'Baal Keishto. V'yesh Omrim, Shoha Isha Kebaila, the woman can be like her husband, v'chein adin, why? Shahari Kinyanohu, Ukigufo Damya, Aval Baal Eino Kanui La, Ela Shemidivrei Sofrim, Asu Gamken Keishto. So there's a day that says Baal Keishto is only Drabanan. Ishto Kabaila is Daraisa. Baal Keishto is only Drabanan. So those are two different days in the Me'iri about this issue. But it comes up in many halachas. Many halachas. An extreme halacha, which we've quoted in the past, which is radical. One shouldn't mention this halacha at home. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Nun and Hilcha Shabbos. He says, why is it that if you look in the Gemara, all the Amoraim actually helped out for Hilcha for an Erev Shabbos? And if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, I like to point out, Yisader Shulchanum Erev Shabbos. It's Lashon Zachar, Yisader. Right, the male, he has to do it. So why is it after Aruch HaShulchan that a lot of men don't help out for Shabbos? Shei Rabbi Magdolim Einosin Ba'atzman. They don't do it themselves. Vod V'shasham Chashem Misha Yosin Ba'atzman. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he takes the Gemara and turns it on its head. The fact that the Gemara quotes these two Amoraim, the beginning of the Second American Kedushin, that helped out for Shabbos, it must be all the other Amoraim didn't help out for Shabbos. What are you talking about? He says, he's trying to be mastik the minog. He has to bop him over the head and say they're wrong. He says, no, the Aruch HaShulchan says that no, it must be these were the only Amoraim. And why didn't they only do it? Shemina Sharabim Loasu Batsman Elohu hid their mitzvah, that Slenu Nishosenu Osos, Umachinos Batsman Lokavit Shabbos, the Ishto Kugufo. That's what he quotes, the end of Siman Reish Nun. Not one to quote at home. He could quote it and say, what a radical shita, and, you know, obviously I don't do that. I help out at home, myself. I don't rely on this, even though I could. You know, you could use this for shalom bias as well. But, okay. Anyway, we will stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will, tomorrow we'll, have shir. Parsha shir is tonight. Parsha shir is tonight. Be'ez Hashem, 8:45. Post Yom HaTzmaut Parsha shir. That'll be, tonight, 8:45.